How would you say Sarah asks Adam?
שרה שואלת את אדם. שרה שואלת את אדם.
Remember to add the small word
את.
before the verb and the definite noun that follows the verb. The question word why that's commonly used in Hebrew is
למה? למה?
Can you try to say why is Adam sitting in the house?
למה אדם יושב בבית? למה אדם יושב בבית?
Why is Sarah sitting outside?
למה שרה יושבת בחוץ? למה שרה יושבת בחוץ?
Why is Adam sitting on the tree?
למה אדם יושב על העץ? למה אדם יושב על העץ?
Now, there is another word for why in Hebrew. We're not going to use it now in our story, but just so you'll have the cultural idea, the other word for why is
מדוע?
And Avi's going to tell us a little about the difference between lama and madua.
When you're using the word lama, it's more on a street level oral language in the Hebrew. People are using more lama outside, but when you're going to different academic levels, Israelis are trying to use the word madua, which is coming from the word science, mada.
Thank you, Avi. Do you remember the phrase likes to play, as in he likes to play?
אוהב לשחק. אוהב לשחק.
How would you say, why does David like to play with the ball?
למה דוד אוהב לשחק עם הכדור?
Well, that was a long sentence. Let's practice again. Why does David like to play with the ball?
למה דוד אוהב לשחק עם הכדור? למה דוד אוהב לשחק עם הכדור?
Now let's review a few phrases we've already learned. How do you say David asks?
דוד שואל.
And Sarah asks?
שרה שואלת.
A similar word is
אומר. אומר.
Which means says, as in he says. How would you say David says?
דוד אומר.
Can you guess how to change this phrase to Sarah says?
שרה אומרת. שרה אומרת.
The Hebrew word for morning is
בוקר.
How do you think you would say good morning in Hebrew?
בוקר טוב. בוקר טוב.
We were discussing earlier how there's different emotions you can say. Like I could say good morning.
בוקר טוב.
Or I could say good morning.
בוקר טוב.
Or good morning.
בוקר טוב.
So you can put your emotions into these Hebrew words just like you do in English. Now try to say David says good morning.
David אומר, בוקר טוב.
Sarah says, good morning.
שרה אומרת, בוקר טוב.
Do you see the pattern?
שואל
becomes
שואלת.
And
אומר
becomes
אומרת. יושב
becomes
יושבת.
He plays is
משחק.
But she plays is
משחקת.
This is one of the common patterns. Do you remember how to say David sees and Sarah sees?
David רואה ושרה רואה.
This verb is slightly irregular and follows a different pattern, one of changing the
a
to the
a.
David sees and Sarah sees.
David רואה ושרה רואה. דוד רואה ושרה רואה.
Now, let's learn some important pronouns. Pronouns are words such as I, you, he, she, it, we, and they. You, when speaking to a boy or a man in Hebrew, is
Ata.
And you, when speaking to a girl or woman, is
At.
This may seem slightly backwards because the A ending is on the masculine word, and we learned earlier that the A ending is normally on feminine words. This is also tricky to English speakers because the English word you can refer to either a man or a woman. In Hebrew, there are actually four words that can be translated to the single word you in English. We'll just deal with two of these now.